20 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Duke Energy says it has restored full power tonight to that North Carolina county that had been blacked out since Saturday after two so far unsolved shooting incidents at Duke transformer substations. With that still a mystery, correspondent Mark Strassman tells us.
More worrisome than ever, security around America's grid infrastructure.
Most concerningly is copycat attacks in the coming weeks against other elements of the grid.
Chris Krebs, CBS News cybersecurity expert, has watched threats against America's grid proliferate, like this one posted online hours after the Moore attack. So substations can be easily compromised. Tell me more.
Okay, here is this. CBS News learns of a South Carolina shooting incident Wednesday afternoon, again involving a Duke Energy facility, with this one, though, no power outage or injuries. As the Justice Department continues to investigate ex-President Trump's possession of government documents marked classified, searches for more of them by attorneys for Trump have turned up more of them. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
The searches were reportedly conducted around Thanksgiving at three other locations: the president's golf club in Bedminster, Trump Tower in New York, and in a storage facility at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
The latest documents found at that Florida storage facility. In Germany, many questions after dozens of arrests in connection with a suspected plot to overthrow the government.
Interior Minister Nancy Faeser says the authorities acted fast to protect German democracy. Prosecutors charged some 50 people were part of the group, which was allegedly plotting to overthrow the government and install a minor aristocrat as Germany's new leader. In a statement, Faeser said investigators have stared into the far-right abyss. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It is a frequent question during the holiday season when we use a lot of services to tip or not to tip. Bankrate.com finds people seem to be more generous this year, but in creative ways.
The Postal Service frowns upon cash tips, as do FedEx and UPS. In some cases, maybe leaving snacks or drinks out for your delivery driver if you're inclined to do something.
Bankrate.com senior industry analyst Ted Rossman. Some Major League Baseball safety measures now extended to minor league ballparks. Correspondent Steve Futterman.
I think it might have struck a young fan, and they're getting medical personnel there.
Since 2020, Major League teams have been required to have protective netting around the home plate area and the baselines. Starting in 2025, the same requirements will be adopted by 120 minor league teams.
The Biden administration is trying to get the courts to reverse an order to lift the asylum restrictions that have become the cornerstone of its border enforcement. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here's a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, December 8th. In Wood County, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 at the ADRC CW in Wausau, followed by the board meeting at 9:30. The Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board will meet at 10 a.m. at North Central Technical College in Wausau. The Cranberry Creek Landfill Expansion Local Committee Negotiating Committee will hold their meeting at 7:30 a.m. at the Siegel Town Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 5 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Park Commission will meet at 5 p.m., the Human Resources Committee will meet at 5 p.m., and the Agriculture and Extension Education Committee will meet at 7 p.m. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., and the Fire District will meet from 6 to 7 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy overnight with lows around 14. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 34. Chance for snow. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 24. Overcast. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday, the happier happy hour. Dominic, we're joined right now live via Zoom by a fine guest friend of ours. He is Bill Press, pundit and podcaster. Bill, happy holidays. We moved into bowl season now. How you doing, man?
Hey, Bill.
I'm celebrating Georgia, man. I got to tell you, big time. Yeah. By the way, I got to tell you, over your shoulder, crew, that traffic's pretty heavy there in Madison.
Yeah,
you know?
We're on University.
I hope they're all listening to Devil's Advocate radios are driving by.
Sometimes
give them a shout out.
They can give me the finger from literally just a few feet away, Bill. Buddy, yes, absolutely. Warnock won in Georgia, which means that Herschel Walker lost. And Bill, the difference in the U.S. Senate between a 50-50 and a 51-49, I don't think most people know. It's a lot more than one in the math.
Oh, yeah. First of all, it is the first time since 1934 that a president's party has gone through the midterms without losing a single Senate seat. FDR did it in 1934. Joe Biden did it in 2022. So let's just understand the significance of this, and a shout out to Biden, among others. Before I want to get to your question, but, you know, I just can't believe it was so close. You know, I mean, WTF, right? I mean, this guy was a blooming idiot, right? Herschel Walker, and the idea that people would even consider putting him in the United States Senate, I think is just a national disgrace. I mean, shame on the people of Georgia. I have to say that even though I exult in the fact that there are enough people, particularly, by the way, some Republicans in the suburbs who came out and said, no, we can't go there, right? I mean, that guy's just too crazy. And you got to give credit to Stacey Abrams, too. She might not have won for governor, but boy, she sure put together one hell of a get-out-the-vote campaign. And then credit to Warnock. I mean, he, by the way, so what is he, like 53? He's a star. He's a rising star in the Democratic Party. You know, he's young. He's won, what, five elections in the past 2 years?
Right.
I mean, He's a hell of a campaigner. He's really smart. And as I saw Cory Booker said today, he gets the poetry and the prose of politics, right? You know, he's an inspirational candidate, and he also now knows how to get things done in the United States Senate. So I super. And what Democrats have with this 50, to your point, is, first of all, it means that they get one extra seat on every committee. So if you're 50-50, the committees have to be split in half. And we know well enough what that means is gridlock. That's why the Senate couldn't hardly get anything done for the last 2 years. So they get every committee chair. They get one extra seat on every committee, which means for judges, much more likely to be able to get the Biden judges confirmed. If there were ever a vacancy to the Supreme Court, much more likely to get have the votes. It means that they don't have to be held hostage by Joe Manchin anymore. Kyrsten Sinema. I mean, you know, they can just give them the finger and say, yeah, right? I mean, we don't need you anymore. And it's an interesting thing, too. It means that Kamala Harris is going to be like free at last. She's not going to hang around Washington to break any tie that happens. She'll be able to have a more robust schedule with whatever the Biden agenda is. So it's a big deal, a big deal. And I think the wind that was in the sail of Herschel Walker after the midterms, with Democrats already having 50, right? Then the big argument that we need this to keep control of the Senate just was lost. And a lot of people just said, well, what the hell? For Republicans, it didn't matter. For Democrats, it mattered a lot.
Bill, I feel like I misconstrued Herschel Walker's record. I told our audience he was a vampire guy. I think he's more of a werewolf guy, actually.
I forget what he said. I love what Barack Obama said. Maybe he told that whole story about the movies he was watching, vampires, where he wanted to be one and no, and then he wanted to be the other. But, you know, Barack Obama said he can be whatever he wants. He can be a vampire. He can be a werewolf. He just doesn't belong. He shouldn't be a United States senator.
And, doesn't belong anywhere near the Senate, Bill. And yeah, Barack Obama also said that he himself, you know, had that similar debate when he was seven
years old. Right.
Our pal Bill Press celebrating with us the Warnock victory in Georgia. But to your point, and I want to get your sense, Bill, I trust your judgment. Herschel Walker was one of the worst candidates ever put forth by any party, as far as I can ever tell, since I've been reading anything. I mean, the guy literally was accused of putting a gun to one of his ex's head. You know, I mean, his family came out against him. His kid was railing against him. I mean, so super dysfunctional and abuse charges and all this stuff coming out. And the Republicans, you know, used to be the family values and all this kind of thing. They put all that aside. They put all aside because all they wanted, they needed somebody, something to slide in there. And let's not forget, this was Donald Trump's choice. And as much as we like to blame Herschel Walker and Donald Trump, there were also the others. I mean, Cruz was campaigning with him. Lindsey Graham was campaigning with Herschel Walker. They were all part of this. Bill, how do you see the Republican Party evolving from this point forward?
Well, first of all, I think the Republican Party that you and I, all of us, talk about or maybe used to know is dead. Doesn't exist anymore. I mean, it just does simply not exist. It's become a religious cult, right? Worshipping Donald Trump. It's driven by, I think, white Christian nationalism, mainly. The evangelicals have kind of taken over the party, and they got two issues. They've got abortion and they've got same-sex marriage, and they will back anybody, any idiot. You don't have to know anything about policy. They don't care if you paid for a dozen abortions. You know, as long as you're going to go in there and vote against it, that's all they want. You agree to do that, that's all they want. And by the way, then you agree that Donald Trump didn't win, won rather, the 2020 election. And as long as you do that, they'll vote for any idiot, and just did to many of them in Georgia. The Republican Party has no more values. They don't believe anything. They're corrupt. They're immoral. And I just hope there are enough people who used to be Republicans who can reform and regroup as something. You know, I kind of believe that having a healthy debate about policy between two different points of view, whether they to be two different kinds of Democrats or Republicans, is healthy. We've come a long way with that, right? Yeah. Today, we don't have it now. Those people, you got an R behind your name, it doesn't matter, and you agree again. Anti-abortion, anti-same-sex marriage, bingo, you're in.
Bill Press, lots of people have tried to write the political obituary of Donald Trump. I saw one on Foxy News today. Yeah. But here's my contention, Bill. Until you kill the king, he's still the king. And when we get into the primary season, guys like Ron DeSantis are going to pale in comparison to the Cheeto Messiah. He's going to bloody knuckle his way through the primary field like he did the last time. And I think this party, Bill, I think they're going to demonstrate they're still craven enough. They'll come crawling back because Trump will be their nominee, to my opinion. Am I wrong?
Well, let me just say, there's a lot to back up what you're saying. And for the most part, I believe it. Although after yesterday, I'm starting to, this is a bad week for Donald Trump, right? And he's had a lot of bad weeks in a row. So, I mean, the tax returns, the special master being shot down, the special counsel being appointed, right? This criminal case in New York, the civil case in New York, and then Mehmet Oz, right? Blake Masters, or whatever. Who's the other? The guy, Budak, or whatever his name was, up in New Hampshire, right? So he's had a lot of bad stuff. But we have seen this movie before, starting when he slammed John McCain, and everybody said, oh, this is the end of Donald Trump. If there are too many people running against him, number one, and if the Republicans continue not to have any backbone, number two, like weasel Kevin McCarthy, right? Donald Trump could easily, with everything he's got going against him, you're right, he could easily sneak through and become the nominee of the party again.
And Bill, he certainly has not lost the right-wing propaganda mouthpiece yet. I heard Clay and Buck today in regards to these fraudulent convictions now against the Trump org. Well, they said, well, you know, this is a corporation that generates hundreds of millions of dollars a year. This $1.6 million fine is effectively a parking ticket. And that's how it's playing out in the right wing, echo chamber today, Bill. They're defending the man still today.
Well, they defended him after the Access Hollywood tape. I mean, let's face it. That's why I say there's a lot of reason to believe that no matter how bad it is for Donald Trump, he will still emerge as a GOP nominee in 2024.
And they'll come crawling back.
What?
Crawl back to him, Bill.
He'd be the best nominee we could have as Democrats. We could have, right? Absolutely. Joe Biden would beat him like a drum, right? But there are just not enough Republicans who, using that word loosely, to wake up and say, this guy is poison. He is killing us. You know, he's lost four elections in a row. Why do they stick with this dude, right? I mean, only an idiot like Kevin McCarthy, Ted Cruz.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Iced tea?
All right. More Bill Press, more Devil's Advocates, more of the Happy, Happy Hour. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
The devil's advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants. Hillary Clinton and her cohorts orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission, Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast overnight with lows around 26. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 37. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows level off around 32. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
Are we going to do what they say? And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Bill Press, our guest. Thanks for sticking around, Bill. You can find him at BillPressPods.com. I hear the math of what Crudy is saying about, you know, Donald Trump and you know, what could happen. But there's so many headwinds against him. And I want to go down the list a little bit here with you, Bill, get your take. Of course, Trump Organization, Trump Payroll, you know, or LLC, found guilty of like 17 different criminal fraud charges in New York here yesterday. And while, you know, some of the right wing echo chamber might say, oh, this is a parking ticket, I don't know, man. I think perhaps, and we've been critical ever since Cy Vance, Manhattan DA, retired, and Alvin Bragg came in, and he, you know, was kind of slowballing this thing. A couple of his people leave because they weren't happy with his decision-making process. I kind of checked it off as well. You know, got a new guy, got a new crew, and now he's bringing in another crew. And I'm wondering, Bill, do you think, given how political this is and how you got to dot your I's and cross your T's, that maybe Bragg is waiting for this particular conviction, the fraud, the corporation engaged in fraud, the prosecutors alleged during this, Bill, that they had proof that Donald Trump was a part of it. Now that you have this conviction, number one, on that side, do you think Alvin Bragg will come out and start making more moves? What do you think that looks like on that particular front, Bill?
I do think he will. And I think, remember, this is only maybe one out of 7 or 8 fronts right now.
Right.
Donald Trump is in deep doo-doo, the George H.W. Bush's phrase, right? I mean, he's in legal, real serious legal trouble. There are 2 investigations by the Justice Department. One on the documents where Trump just lost his special master that idiot judge should never have agreed to and did and got slapped down by 2 Trump judges saying she didn't know what the hell she was doing, right? So he's got that. Then they now have the special counsel appointed, which I love, for a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump. They got somebody who's an expert in war crimes, right? We talked about this, who came from The Hague. He's got that. E. Jean Carroll, the writer from Vanity Fair, whatever the magazine was, but you know, she's still under New York law suing him for defamation because she says he defamed her when she accused him of raping her in the Bloomingdale's dressing room. You know, he's got that front. I mean, the January 6th committee is now saying they're going to make criminal recommendations to the Justice Department. This organization thing, that's a big deal. What it means is Trump's all about the brand, right? He's always selling the brand, right? This means this brand is a criminal outfit, right? That's what the judges said. Direct criminal activity with the knowledge and the involvement of Donald Trump, even though they didn't name him. So, yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Well, go ahead.
I want to do a quick plug. You guys were always, you mentioned the podcast.
Yes, sir. Plug it.
Podcast this week. Go the Bill Press Pod, wherever you listen to podcasts. Norm Ornstein. Norm Ornstein is great. American Enterprise Institute. Nobody knows Congress better than he does. Boy, I talked to him. He rips into Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, and Donald Trump and all the Trumpy Republicans that we've been talking about. Brutal, but a great interview. It's up right now. So.
And just throw out a couple other issues that Trump is dealing with, Bill, of course, Fulton County, Georgia.
That
one's there, too. We got that one. And, of course, Tish James, the New York Attorney General, coming out for her $250 million lawsuit against Donald Trump. Now, perhaps she can use some of this, fraud material that he's now been, or the organization has now been convicted of fraud. And not only that, it just keeps coming, Bill. The Huffington Post reported that the Tish James office found that apparently Donald Trump or his organizations had some business dealings with a company that had North Korean ties. I mean, it just keeps coming, Bill, and the GOP just keeps hanging on.
I know. Now, since we've seen him, as back to our earlier conversation before the break, right? Since we've seen him survive so much, you have to still be skeptical that this is going to bring him down. But I do believe I want to be very careful here. We may be starting to see, I think we may be seeing the slow but sure political demise of Donald Trump. I got to tell you, you have not seen people really rushing to embrace him for 2024 after that dud of an announcement he made. And since he made that announcement, he hasn't been on the road. He hasn't done one rally. He hasn't made one speech. And I don't think, other than Paul Gosar, he's picked up one endorsement.
Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We got to find podcaster. He's Bill Press for a few more minutes. Bill, let's talk about the House. You mentioned your guest, Norm Ornstein. Well, the House gavel's about to flip. We're about to lose Nancy Pelosi. And you have said to us, there will never be a Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Do you stand by your words, sir?
I want to repeat that today, more convinced than ever. And I've said on this program, check the tape, glad you remember, Kevin McCarthy will never be Speaker of the United States, of the House of Representatives. And the person I said, I think, could be waiting in the wings, I don't care what he says, is Steve Scalise. All right? Today, in an interview, Steve Scalise was pressed, right? Are you saying that you could be the go-to guy if McCarthy doesn't win on the first ballot? And all Steve Scalise says, we're going to keep voting until we have a speaker. He would not deny, right, that could be the outcome, which means he's open to the outcome, which tells me he's talking to people, baby. He is talking to people. Kevin McCarthy, I'm telling you. So I'll repeat it here. And, I look forward. I promise you, when it happens, I'll try not to say I told you so.
Bill Press, Steve Scalise has never been accused of being smart, but he was the whip. He can do math. And he knows McCarthy doesn't have the votes just like you, my friend.
Exactly. Can I add one other thing? This might be getting a little sensitive here, I know. But I think one of the best things that's happened this week, this is not getting enough attention, is that Joe Biden said, Iowa, you are out of the picture, baby. I am this to me is the best political news. Iowa does not represent the United States. The caucuses are not democratic. They're not. They really are an undemocratic institution. And Iowa.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The All of Us Research Program has a simple mission. They want to speed up medical breakthroughs. To do this, they're asking people across America to share their unique health information to create the largest, most diverse medical research program ever. The more information researchers have, the faster they can create individualized prevention, precise treatment options, and better care for everyone. Help make this mission achievable. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA. Sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Clark County Forestry and Parks Department has announced that beginning on Wednesday, December 15th, all snowmobile and ATV trails located within Clark County public lands will remain closed until favorable winter riding conditions have been reached. They will monitor temperatures and conditions and update the public as conditions change. Reminder that UTVs are not allowed on Clark County public lands trail system from November 1st through May 14th. Feeding our communities with United Services, Focus, Neighborhood Meals has moved to their new location at 2321 West Grand Avenue, and all three services are now located under the same roof. The Focus Food Pantry and Focus Family Backpacks moved earlier this year. The meal program, formerly known as the Neighborhood Table, will serve their first two Thursday meals of December as to-goes, and beginning December 15th, meals will be served in-house. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy overnight with lows around 14. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 34. Chance for snow. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 24. Overcast. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
I'd like to point out Rudy Giuliani's trying to save his career this week He's fighting for his law license, right? They're already disbarred him in the state of New York. And now we're down to the D.C. bar. And the D.C. bar has been basically, what, trying to hold him accountable for his fictitious lawsuits and his failed and fraudulent claims. But Dom, the intelligencer over here, they've got Rudy Giuliani's five worst excuses from his attorney misconduct hearing. Do you want to hear a couple of them?
Let's do this.
I just want to read briefly from this. Rudy Giuliani is widely considered one of the key figures in Donald Trump's failed effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. During the January 6th committee hearing, multiple witnesses accused Giuliani of drunkenly, I didn't misread that. I'm not the drunk one. He was drunkenly urging Trump to declare victory on election night and of leading a group of, let's call them kooky advisors, others dubbed the crazies. Giuliani himself testified that he called Trump's White House attorney, attorneys plural, there are a bunch of them, Dom, a bunch of, let's just say, wussies for FCC reasons, for refusing to go along with his schemes. And who would forget the unhinged post-election press conference in which Giuliani spewed baseless allegations about a massive conspiracy directed by Joe Biden as his own hair dye tried to distance itself from him. That was at the Four Seasons, wasn't it, Dom? Despite all that, Giuliani attempted to downplay his role this week in the legal effort to block Biden's win as he faced trial-like proceedings to determine whether he'd violated the D.C. Bar Association's rules of professional conduct. Pretty sure he
did.
Yes,
he did.
During Monday's hearing, D.C. bar officials argued that in 2020, Giuliani had weaponized his law license by filing a federal lawsuit full of baseless claims of voter fraud.
Well, that's what the campaign told me, so what am I supposed to do?
Here is what the D.C. Disciplinary Counsel, Hamilton Fox, had to say. It was particularly egregious that it occurred in this case, that a meritless complaint was filed because it was an attempt to undermine the legitimacy of the presidential election. You think that's kind of a big deal, Dom?
I think it is.
One more quick thought. A New York state court already suspended Giuliani's law license for spreading lies about the 2020 election following testimony from Giuliani and other witnesses, which is expected to continue this week. The hearing committee will draft recommendations on whether his license should be suspended or revoked in D.C. as well. The report will go to the bar's full disciplinary board, then to the D.C. Court of Appeals in a process that could take months. During several hours of virtual testimony on Monday and Tuesday, Giuliani offered a defense that was multi-pronged, but perhaps not that well thought out. Here, Dom, are a few of his arguments. I'm going to need your help. And I would point out, I watched a little Colbert last night. It was a virtual thing. So we see the testimony, and I saw the testimony. It got wrapped up, and Giuliani pulls back the sleeve and checks the time. You know, a good lawyer always writes down how many hours he's been at his diligent work, right?
Yes.
He's still a lawyer as of today. And he noted to himself, why, I'm wearing two watches.
I know, man. What the hell?
I've done some absent-minded dumbass things, Dom, but I've never in my life worn two watches.
Come on, man. He's an attorney. That way you can bill twice as much. The NYMeg.com crudy, just like Tucker Carlson, he was just asking questions. The disciplinary hearings are focused on the court challenge Giuliani launched in Pennsylvania in November of 2020, in which he suggested the court should invalidate, Michael, 680,000 to 7 million votes and let the state legislature declare the winner of the presidential contest. Several courts ultimately rejected this. On Monday, Giuliani pushed back on the idea that he should have had some very specific evidence of fraud before making such a bold demand. Here's what he said. You don't start a lawsuit being able to prove. I mean, you're very lucky when you do. You don't start a lawsuit being able to prove, but being able to responsibly allege, Giuliani said per CNN.
Was he?
I was I was responsibly alleging based on the things that were told to me by other people. I was improving. I had a long way to go to prove.
I don't think he's met that threshold even to this very day, Dom. No proving. A lot of, would you call it responsible alleging going on, Dom? Or perhaps irresponsible alleging?
Well, I mean, isn't that the point, though? I mean, we know lots of attorneys, Crudy, and most of them take their jobs very seriously, their law license very seriously. It's one thing to have some, you know, schmuck coming off the street and say, you know, and allege all sorts of issues. But as the lawyer, you're supposed to be the one to filter those things out. What's your proof? Well, somebody told me. Okay, besides that, that's all I got. Huh, sounds good to me, says Rudy. Let's do this. Because, of course, that was the whole point. As long as there was a headline, and Rudy Giuliani knows this, and all these other attorneys know this, and thankfully they're going to get their due. I mean, Dominion sued people for billions of dollars. It didn't matter whether or not it was true. They're playing the politics on it, but you said it. Now it plants the seed, and people pick it up, and they see it in a stream, and then someone makes a meme out of it and puts it on Truthy Social, right? Now it becomes part of the vernacular. Well, this happened because, oh, there's a court case. Well, that's the point. And that's why there should be discipline. That's why the attorneys licensed to practice this law should be disciplined when they do dumbass things like this.
You're just bitter because Rudy's LSAT stores got him into law school, and apparently yours didn't get you. Dom, let's go, according to the Intelligencer here, let's go through a few of the excuses leveled by Rudy Giuliani during his disbarment hearings this week in D.C. Well, of course, Dom, November 2020 was a crazy time.
It was crazy, let me tell you.
Giuliani's attorney, John Leventhal, pointed out that the Pennsylvania complaint was filed at a chaotic time, air quotes, when his client was busy coordinating litigation that alleged voter fraud in multiple battleground states, apparently without any sort of evidence, right? Reasonable allegations?
I mean, how hard is it to cut and paste a lawsuit? I mean, we saw some of the grammatical errors in different lawsuits filed around the country that referred to, like, Detroit when it was in another state.
Dominic, Leventhal said Giuliani had joined the Pennsylvania litigation at the 11th hour and had a reasonable basis to rely on the information he was provided by the Trump campaign and other third parties.
You know, they're not very reliable. Relying on the experts, Crudy. Intelligencer goes on to write that Giuliani didn't even write the Pennsylvania complaint. Another excuse. Giuliani tried to distance himself from the initial complaint filed in Pennsylvania, claiming on Monday that he had contributed only one or two paragraphs. He said it was mostly penned by local attorney Ron Hicks, who withdrew from the case before it was heard by a district judge, though Giuliani was advising Hicks on what to say. I was giving Hicks language so that eventually we could have the chance to consolidate this case with other cases similar to it so we can try to have one case go to the Supreme Court, Giuliani said.
Dominic, here was another one of the excuses he had in his disciplinary hearing. Maybe he had so much evidence of voter fraud, he lost track of it.
That's what it is. My problem, Crudy, honestly, I just care too much.
Would you say we have a plethora of voter fraud evidence?
Yes.
Giuliani. Anyways, here's what the Intelligencer writes. When asked if he turned over all the evidence that could possibly prove his post-election lawsuit wasn't frivolous, let's just say, Dom, Giuliani suggested that was impossible. As Bloomberg reports, Giuliani hedged when asked if the record in the disciplinary proceedings included all of the written evidence that supported his claims in Pennsylvania, saying his legal team had produced all that we can put our hands on. Boy, that's a high legal standard. But adding, but there's no doubt there's more. Fox asked where other documents could be if Giuliani didn't have them and the law firms that Giuliani worked with in Pennsylvania hadn't turned them over when they were subpoenaed. Giuliani suggested materials got lost as they handled multiple cases. You know, I dog ate them.
Ate the homework.
During the hearings, Giuliani also inadvertently underscored what his mental focus isn't what it once was. At one point, he looked at his wrist and remarked with surprise, you know, I have two watches on.
Finally, Crudy, what? What if the conspiracy theories are true? Giuliani still wants to believe that widespread voter fraud is the only reason Trump isn't president right now. Per CNN, Giuliani on Monday doubled down on various conspiracy theories about the 2020 election, including the claim that Black Lives Matter activists were bussed into Philly to vote illegally in the election. The claim was based on the declaration of an out-of-town hotel guest who observed a large group of people wearing Black Lives Matter gear at her Philadelphia hotel and from a statement about the supposed scheme from an unidentified Uber driver. Giuliani provided the declaration to the D.C. Bar's disciplinary office at the start of its ethics investigation in an effort to show that the Pennsylvania lawsuit had a reasonable basis. Do you think that is reasonable evidence of fraud in the 2020 election in Pennsylvania? Fox asked. I don't know. We would find out. We would certainly follow up on this. We'll follow up on it. Giuliani also said he believes that he's been unfairly persecuted for years over his involvement in Trump's attempt to steal the election, adding Tuesday, I am shocked and offended this is happening to me. Oh, wow.
Well, those were
poor guy.
His many, many excuses for his bad conduct as a attorney at law, Dom. I'm not sure what his new excuses are. There's another bad Rudy headline, hence why I think he should be included on the list of worst political weeks. Rudy Giuliani, ally, widely believed to be a Russian spy. Why, he was charged with money laundering, Dom. A little of the reporting I find. Andre Durkak, a pro-Kremlin Ukrainian politician whom American intelligence agencies believe is a Russian spy, has been charged with multiple counts of money laundering. Rolling Stone reports that Durkak, who infamously met with the former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani in 2019 to push purported dirt on, wait for it, Hunter Biden, has been hit with 7 counts of money laundering related to his attempts to purchase 2 Beverly Hills condominiums. At least he's got good taste, right, L.A. Tom? Prosecutors allege that Durkak tried to hide his purchase of the condos by moving the $4 million through a shell corporation. Here's a quote, Tom. While participating in a scripted Russian disinformation campaign seeking to undermine U.S. institutions, Durkak simultaneously conspired to fraudulently benefit from a Western lifestyle for himself and his family in the United States, according to the assistant U.S. attorney Michael J. Driscoll in a prepared statement about the money laundering charges. You know, this guy's probably a spy, Dom, because even the Trump administration sanctioned this guy for being an active Russian agent for like a decade. Trump's kind of people. Only the best people.
Rudy. Only the best.
Rudy's.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
If you haven't registered to vote, register to vote, get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 28 overnight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 30. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a small victory for progressives and the defeat of Joe Manchin and some of his malfeasant obstructionist policies. A little bit of reporting at the Rostery. Common Dreams initially put this up. It's being called a monumental victory. Dom, Manchin's industry-backed permitting reform has been defeated again. Here I read, progressive lawmakers in Congress and outside environmental campaigners celebrated a defensive victory overnight and into Wednesday after a much maligned oil and gas industry giveaway was left out of a major military NDAA spending bill introduced for passage in the U.S. House. We cannot and will not stop until Manchin's dirty deal is completely defeated. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap indeed, Dom. The darling of Senator Joe Manchin, Dem from West Virginia, the latest version of the Energy Security and Independence Act, ESIA, is permitting reform legislation for energy projects that critics have dubbed a dirty deal that would undermine progress to fight the climate emergency while exposing vulnerable communities to harmful impacts of new fossil fuel infrastructure. After failure to ram the proposal through earlier this year, Manchin hoped to ram it through with the approval of the fossil fuel industry back scheme that would undermine environmental protections and diminish the voices of frontline opponents opposed to damaging pipelines and similar projects by having it inserted into the must-pass National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. But after weeks of campaigning by climate action groups and other progressives and indications that Manchin would not find the necessary Republican support in the Senate, the proposal was absent when the House version of the NDAA was unveiled late Tuesday. So you don't count the small victories when you can, Dom.
I mean, we'll take it when we can get it, no doubt. But what are we talking about? An $858 billion defense budget? My understanding, 8% higher than fiscal 2022 numbers? That interest, this inflation is really killing us, man. And look, come on, this is over the top. What are we spending this money on? I mean, for real. I mean, why are we spending another 8% of our defense money? Why are we going up to $858 billion? And I guess specifically, that's $817 in Defense Department spending.
You expect Crudy to defend the bloated budgets of the federal budget when it comes to defense spending? You know I'm like Bernie Sanders, man. I'm already against the next war. Cost a lot of money to kill people, Dom. We do it sort of indiscriminately with both our checkbooks and our moral compass. So anyways, I'm not down for the next war, dude. You know that of me. 844-967-2789. Here is some sad news. At least it makes me just a little sad as a homer. Jim Leonard, the coach that everyone thought was going to get the head coaching job here at UW-Madison, my beloved hometown university, although we're lacrosse grads, is not staying with the team. He's only going to be the defensive coordinator for effectively a bowl game on December 27th. We're going to play it out here on the Civic Media Network, 9:15 p.m. kickoff, kind of a late game that night, expecting coverage till about 2 in the morning that night on the pregame, postgame. But Jim Leonard, that will be his last act as a UW coach. He is leaving the program. Graham Mertz, the quarterback, leaving the program. But Braylon Allen from Fond du Lac, a local kid who's had two great years as a running back, kid's only 18, staying with the program. That is very good news. But Jim Leonard's out. And that makes me just a little sick.
I thought I saw some reporting that Leonard was staying around, and then right away, immediately, a day later, no, he's out. And did you see a reporting that said he was sticking around, or is that just me?
He is out. I've seen.
I know he's out, but initially I thought I saw a report that said he was going to stay with the team.
In negotiations, that they were trying to be in talks or, you know, come to some sort of compromise. It's also being reported today that the Badgers are hiring Phil Longo away from UNC, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He's going to be Wisconsin's offensive coordinator. So they're hiring, just not Jim Leonard.
Oh, that sucks. I know he's a hometown favorite.
Well, because he did it the Wisconsin way. The kid was a walk-on from small school, you know, showed up, made good, made the team, became an All-American, had a 10-year NFL career, and for the last 7 years, maybe it was 9 years, Leonard's been waiting his turn. He's been doing all the right things, and it's just unfortunate, this circumstance. And I really do think that the UW athletic directors, the donor class, because this is really, this decision, Dom, was made by the donor class to the UW endowment. I mean, a lot of money was spent to fire Paul Chryst to get him out. What, $11 million, something like that? And then we hired the new guy at about $6.5 million a year. We got to buy out Jim Leonard's contract. We got to buy out the offensive coordinator's contract. But I really think it's about the expansion of the college playoff system. And I think the big dollar donors and the athletic department wants UW in that playoff each and every year. 21 consecutive years in bowl games. And historically, usually we're a top 15. If you're a top 12 team going forward, you're in the playoffs. That's all that will matter in the grandiose financial game that is college football. But it'll be a new defensive coordinator, a new quarterback, hopefully the same old running back. And I'll be cheering for him because, you know, I'm a total homer.
You're a total homer. I want to throw this one out there, too. I want to send some love, and it may not be what you think. Briefly here, seen it on Yahoo News as reported by The Advocate. Authorities were called to Republican Senator Ted Cruz's Texas home late Tuesday over reports that a teen had self-inflicted stab wounds, police told ABC affiliate KTRK. Cruz has two daughters, 11 and 14. The outlet reported that Houston police responded to called that a 14-year-old has stab wounds on their arms in the River Oaks neighborhood. The teen's identity was not disclosed. The teen was rushed to the hospital. This is a family matter, and thankfully their daughter is okay, a representative for Cruz told the Daily Beast. They added there were no serious injuries. The family requests that the media respect their daughter's privacy at this time. Cruz's eldest daughter shared on TikTok earlier this year that she was bisexual. And it's very tragic news. You know, young kids and bi kids have a higher suicide attempt rate than others. And so lots of love going out. Hopefully she will get the support that she needs. And I think everybody can get behind that regardless of who her father is. You hate to see kids that are struggling. You hate to hear this kind of news. So I just want to give a little love out for the Cruz family in at this time.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Thank you to our fine guest, Bill Press. Don't forget.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu.
especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.